All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my queens and kings.
How's it going?
My boo-boo babies. I don't think I've said boo-boo babies in a while.
You said it last week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Okay. Because it was a while since I said it.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, boo-boos.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome. Dun, 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 dun. That was a different song. Were you singing Mace?
Yeah, when he goes, welcome back. Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back.
Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, then you know that we are matching and not
It was purpose. Not planned.
It was very unintentional.
Yeah.
We're here in our green because we get into the money.
Period.
Period. What's goody?
Everybody mad.
Period.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So how's your week been?
Short.
Right.
Yeah, short. Yeah, that way. It's been a short week. I'm on vacation. I'm feeling good. I can't wait to just reset, get myself, get my thoughts ready for the new year. I feel like these next couple weeks, like I'm off hella long. Week and 3 days, uh-huh. three additional work days, 10 work days. Mm-hmm. I feel like this break, I think I could really move slowly and take my time and like write down my thoughts and really, I think, mentally prepare for going into next year. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a jump start.
Okay.
So I'm feeling good about that. Yeah. Otherwise, we're here. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
We are here.
We are here and we are alive and well. Phones are working.
Yeah.
How are you? How's your week?
My week has been cool. It went by fast, but it's here.
Yeah.
So work week was working. How was the weekend?
How was the weekend? What do we do? What do we do? Oh, okay. I know what we did.
I do too. We went to the link up,
baby.
We linked up.
We were in chains. That event has me in a chain. I'm in a chokehold. I'm just so sad to see it go.
We linked up.
I'm so sad to see
it's
it go.
It's coming back.
I know, but for that was my guaranteed monthly fun. Good, bomb-ass
good
time.
Good, clean fun.
Yeah. And, okay, so I'm listening to this true... I was listening to...
You love true crime.
I was listening to this true crime podcast. This one's called Suspect. And no, this one's really good. This one's really good. This was about a girl in 2008. She died at a Halloween party.
Oh,
her,
wow.
I know her apartment building planned a really big Halloween party for the building, everybody. And they had different people host various themed rooms. So their apartments was the theme. So her apartment was the haunted jungle. And she was like, haunted forest. And she's dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood. And people could come in and out of the theme rooms.
Out of
the
apartment.
Out of the apartments and just like chill in the whole building. It was like a closed-in building. Girl, she ended up getting murdered. Child.
So, I don't play like that.
I don't play like that either. But in the
I don't
episode,
like Halloween. Fuck it.
In the episode, they were talking about how parties and functions have an emotional life or emotional system as well. Like, they have their own emotion. And I was like, that's so true. Like, some parties, the vibe is bomb. Everybody's on the same wavelength. We all, you know, we just all having a good time. Beautiful people, good energy. And then you have some parties where it's like, it's right below something gonna pop off in this bitch. You know, like, the energy don't be right.
Right.
People look like they want to trip. That is like different vibes, and that's how I feel about the link up. It's like everybody's on the same page. We're all here for a good time. The vibe is right. There's never any shit as packed as it be. Like, it don't be like, bitch, watch out. It don't be none of that. Right, right. It's just like, good, we're here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be sad to see it leaving. I hope something comes back for the winter. I hope there's a cozy event to go to.
I feel like Dre probably would have something. He always is.
Something, make something happen. Curate.
Make it an inside. Rewind.
Please.
Wind and dine.
Shit. I need something because, honey, I.
Wind and dine.
I love that event so much. It's a good time, y'all. And this week, Katra pulled up.
He did. What? That was a pleasant surprise. I thought he was just there just to be hanging out. I'm like, oh, he just really be hanging out?
No.
He was each time
I've
come,
I've gone somewhere each time, like I just be with Katra. But the few times that I've been at a function and Katra has pulled up, like that event in Malibu for, Fourth of July. That was a super intimate like party. Katra pulled up. He had his little flash drive on him, was started DJing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's his vibe. Like it's like a little treat and like, oh, I just happen to be here. I'm just going to happen to DJ. Mm-hmm. So he was doing his thing. It was a vibe. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Yeah. That was the weekend, really. That was enough.
Yeah, that was. Child.
That was enough for the for the whole for the Saturday and the Sunday.
That was Saturday.
Right into the work week. What happened? That was Sunday.
Yeah, I worked. I worked. So shit happened. That sustained. That was sustaining. Yeah. God is good.
He is all the
that
time.
Good.
And all the time. God is good.
Okay. So it was a good time.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Here we are. Well, work week down.
Yeah.
Sliding into another weekend. We'll tell you about next week.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it next week. We already told y'all we did it.
We reached our goal. Yes. Thank you all for continuing to rate and review the podcast. It's very important for this show. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Keep it going.
Period. Okay. We not letting no toes off of your neck.
Don't stop. Keep it going. If you like what you hear,
take a few minutes,
leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts.
Did you see the rating review said, I'm crying in a grocery store, steak knife in a tail in a tail bar? If y'all remember my story about how I felt like some shit was going down, I needed to protect myself. You remember I had my steak knife in the tail bar.
Yeah.
Hey, could you imagine? I would have been like, you better would
rip that
up.
Vegan leather.
Yeah,
playing
but
games.
I would have ripped him up too.
Playing games. Yeah, he would have got fucked.
Period.
Up.
And you know I've been rolling with my pepper spray.
The fact that I'm not.
You wildly.
I forgot mine.
You have to have this on your hand,
I need
y'all.
This
look
type.
At this kind,
I need
y'all.
This type.
I got this one when I started running. Mm. When I was running, I was like, I need something that I freely can use my hands. Y'all, you see this? This straps to your hand. It has a little clip so you don't have to worry about accidentally spraying yourself.
Okay.
But you can have your hands free, like if you're walking to the car.
Right.
You know, it's just like not obstructing your shit. You could get with a motherfucking and spray them.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's a combo. So this is a Sabre. S-A-B-R-E. And I got this on Amazon, actually. Sabre. Okay. S-A-B-R-E. So, I'm not playing around with these people.
Man, I need to put mine in my purse.
Yes.
It's because I be taking it out when I'm going places because, you know, they be confiscating your shit.
Yeah.
But I need to.
And when you're driving, put it in the front of your car.
Right.
You know,
just in case somebody
want to
pull up. What you want? What you want? You want my knife? You want the pepper spray?
What
do you want?
What you want to do? So, yeah, make sure you get yours.
Right. Okay, so let's read our review of the week.
Let's get it.
This one comes from Passion67. She says, good vibes. Y'all are officially my favorite podcast. From the first show, I could relate to everything you ladies were saying. Thanks for bringing positive vibes and laughs to our community. Signed, your bestie, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Thanks,
girl.
Bestie.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you so much.
Love you for that. So, if you are just interested in getting more of the girls, more of your besties, then join us over on Patreon. This is our exclusive membership community where there's just more to love. We posted the December affirmations, audio and visual. We have our check-in from November that's now up. We have our bonus episode all about love bombing that just dropped. So if you're curious just to know a little bit more about us, we have share a little bit more candidly over there.
Yeah.
Because on this main platform, we'll know who really listening and it'd be everybody. So join us over there. You won't regret it. Who are our new patrons?
We have Adriana.
Hey, Adriana.
Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Angela.
Angela. Hey, girl.
And Carolina.
Hey, Carolina.
Caroline. Hey. Caroline. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much. We really appreciate you beyond words.
Yes.
Words can't even express.
They don't express what's in our heart. What you mean us. Yes.
So.
Last week.
We're zooming through this.
Last week, yeah. Last week, we wrapped up our Read Me Sis series. We chatted about self-love, self-care, self-acceptance, and the difference between the three. We talked about what we're doing to cultivate our self-love practices, how we have gotten to a place of self-acceptance, and what we can do better or more of to just continue to move in authenticity through self-acceptance. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of little things. So if you haven't listened, make sure you go back and listen. It was a goodie.
So this week we're doing something. We're taking a break from the series. Mm-hmm. And we are doing something that we've done in the past that we have enjoyed. You all have enjoyed. Yes. Lighthearted, fun. We are doing Am I the Asshole? So we've done this before where we find a couple of tales on Reddit where people present scenarios and they say, am I the asshole for whatever? Mm-hmm. We're running it back.
Yeah. I think it's been over a year since we've done
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. We've been in pretty heavy in the series bag.
Okay.
So there hasn't been much wiggle room, but I love a good lighthearted Reddit read. So I'm excited.
So that's what we're doing today. We have a few in our bag.
Yeah.
We'll pull out a couple. Mm-hmm. So let's get it cracking. Which one should we start with?
Let's start at the top.
Okay.
Just work our way down.
Oh, I forgot about the one I had sent too.
Oh, I didn't read that one. If it was really good, let's read it.
Okay. Let's get it. Actually, let's start here.
Okay.
We'll save that one.
Let's get it.
Am I the asshole for demanding my mother display pictures of my wife in her house? I got married 2 years ago to the love of my life. I feel like my mom doesn't really like her, but the relationship is mostly okay. Honestly, I have a feeling since I got married, I've been left out of a lot of stuff, but the only one I can prove is my mom's birthday trip. To be clear, no one is straight up rude, but it is clear my mom and wife don't vibe and the rest of the family seems meh about her, which does make me sad. My mom has a wall with a lot of pictures on it. There are plenty of pictures of my sister's partner and there are pictures of extended family, but not a single one of my wife. My mom has pictures of her because some of these were taken at events we were at, but she just chooses the... My mom has pictures of her because some of them were taken... Because some of these were taken at events we were at, but she just chooses the ones without my wife. Honestly,
shady boots.
Honestly, this is not something I would have picked up on, but my wife did and it bothered her. My wife's family is huge on family. And while I don't think my mother-in-law loves me, she definitely includes me in everything. I brought it up to my mom and she said she hadn't noticed. I said I didn't really believe her and she shrugged and said my wife isn't her daughter. I pointed out that my sister's partner isn't her son or my aunt's husband isn't her brother, but she has pictures of them. My mom said it was her house and the whole conversation is dumb. I said she can't exclude the love of my life. And my mom said this is a really pathetic thing to care about and we are being weird. Why are you being weird to me?
Mm-hmm.
My wife was upset and feels like it was a clear statement. So I told my mom she could either put up some pictures of my wife or we wouldn't be coming over. My mom said, okay, don't come over. That was probably 4 to 5 months ago. I checked up about Christmas and asked if she put up even one picture. My mom said no, she wasn't going to. We can't make her and just don't come to Christmas and see if she cares. Well, we won't be going to Christmas, but my sister is super pissed at me and thinks I'm an entitled asshole. And I heard my stepdad was making fun of us. I don't feel too bad because everything I've read online talks about...
being a united
talks about front. How you have to be a united front.
Yeah.
And it ends there. That was kind of weird.
I know.
I'm like, did I miss him?
The mom, this giving me black family.
Yeah.
Petty. You know how we get down. Ain't no pictures of her in here. Making a statement. So, I don't think that he's an asshole, but I also don't think the mom is wrong. Like, I don't feel like she could appease him. She could easily be like, let me put a picture of you two together. But I don't, like, it's her house, like she said. It's my damn house.
I agree. I feel like you cannot make her put up photos. I feel like as long as she's cordial with the wife and not being flat out blatantly disrespectful, that should be the only request. Yeah. As far as what I'm hanging up on my walls and the home that I'm paying rent, mortgage, whatever for, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
I mean, period. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? She might not be that fond of her. She might tolerate her.
Yes.
But not to the point where I want photos of her up on my wall. I don't feel her like that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, no she Christmas. Doesn't have a place.
But this can't go on forever. So like, they're going to have to get over it. Him and the wife are going to have to get over it. Like, it's no blab, but that's not the standard. The standard isn't photos on the wall.
How would you feel if you were the wife?
I would be hurt. But I mean, if I don't like her, I don't like the bitch and she don't like me, then it ain't no tea. If it was a relationship that I had really worked hard for, I thought that we were cool. We had something. And then I look up and I'm like,
no photos.
There's never been a photo. Then I would be like, dang, you know, your mom don't have no photos of me. But if he said that they mutually don't vibe. So it's not a secret. I probably would not be expecting her to. I would be like, she ain't, bitch ain't put no photos of me up.
So let me ask you this.
What?
How important is it for your MIL, M-I-L, mother-in-law?
Yeah.
To vibe with you.
Very important. Extremely important. Heavy on the important. Yeah, you know, it's really important for me. I'm very familial. I love connecting with family, building everybody, loving each other. So I would be triggered if she didn't. And that's a big reason why I was in a relationship and it didn't work out. Because a nigga was raised by his grandma and she did not like me.
She wasn't fucking with you.
She was not. And I said, well, fuck her. I ain't fucking with your grandma either. I would be like, your grandma's a bitch. She's a bitch.
Not that your grandma's a bitch.
I'd be like, your grandma's a bitch. And
told him that?
Yes.
Okay, that was disrespectful.
I said, she's a bitch.
That was disrespectful. To say your grandma's a bitch, listen.
She probably was calling me a bitch.
She probably was. She probably was, but you're not about to call my grandma a bitch.
I actually did. I said, your grandma's a bitch, dog. What? Like, why is she being weird to me? I didn't do shit to her. All I did was love her raggedy ass grandson. And now you want to be a bitch?
Hey, no, I felt the same. I was disliked by your mom.
Damn.
It wasn't warranted. I didn't do nothing. I show up. I'm kind.
Right.
And I'm respectful. First and foremost, it's respect just, always at the forefront. And for you not to like me when I'm here, it's catering to your son.
It's giving prejudice.
Catering.
Yeah, I know.
Catering, you know, I'm doing a lot.
And I'm doing a lot outside of here. Outside of us being in your home, I'm really doing a lot at home.
You don't want to know what I'm doing at home. You don't even want to know what I'm doing at home to your son. You don't want to know what I'm doing to your son. I'm keeping him out of your hair.
Exactly.
So for you not to like me.
So how did you feel?
Initially, I was shattered because, first of all, I feel like, I mean, I appreciated the honesty and the transparency, but I feel like the way that he told me was just kind of like, yeah, my mom don't fuck with you. And I'm like, bruh. The fuck?
What did I fuck? And like, did you think y'all fucked with each other?
He said something like, she don't like you. You know what I think happened? I think because I met his dad and I'm like, well, this was kind of the beginning stages of the relationship, less than a year. And I'm like, when am I going to meet your mom?
You're ready?
Like, when I want to meet everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's seeming like we're doing this.
Yeah, we are.
And he was like, honestly, she don't like you.
Nigga, I never met her.
And that's what I was thinking. I'm like,
I never met her.
How does she not like me?
So where did the dislike start?
For me just being who I am and her not approving of me for her son. It had nothing to do with my personality or nothing. That's when, once I realized that made me be more at peace. I was able to get some closure because I said, this really don't have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
This is just how you feel because of the way you feel. But I know that I'm a good woman.
Period.
I know that I am. And you know what? I just had to let it go. I was just like, you know, unfortunately, this dynamic is not going to include a loving of me from your mom.
I don't like that.
I know. And I wondered how that would have transpired.
I think eventually she would have gotten over.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's like, cause she loves her son too much.
Yeah.
To not submit to his happiness. And if you are his happiness, then y'all would have really been like, not just a long-term boyfriend and girlfriend, but like married, kids,
all that, right.
She would have been like, well, I guess I gotta like her.
Yeah, for sure. But ultimately, my preference is for my significant other's mom to like me.
Of course.
Love.
Love.
Adore.
Love. The cherish. Way I be with my meal.
You're me.
Now she's my meal. The way I be with my meal, Martha.
The mother-in-law.
And she's my meal. I'm like, what you need?
Yeah, Martha's a part of our whole family.
She really is.
She's damn near my meal.
She's your meal.
Auntie, whatever we call her. Tita.
Tia?
Tia?
Tia, like, yeah, like
yeah.
A Tia.
Yeah.
But she can be your meal.
I don't know. She actually can't.
A Tia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tia.
Yeah, but yeah, I love it. I need it. It's important to me. And if your mama don't like me, probably we probably ain't gonna go very far. I can't compartmentalize like that, because when I pull up and hop out, I need to feel love. I need to feel warm. Feel warm.
So what
embrace.
If she's not rude, but it's just not, you know, don't I'm not gonna be like, you know, your bestie. Like, we're not gonna
I could probably do that, but the I could do that. I could do we just cordial. Hey, Kathy, if it's that vibe, hey, Kathy, how are you? I'm well, good, bye. And if somebody else to talk to, then I'm cool.
But don't make life complicated.
Don't make it hard for me. Don't make it, okay, the relationship that I was in before where the grandma didn't like me, I couldn't even go over there.
Okay, yeah, that's like, complicated. If there was family, that's complicated.
Yes, like
that's complicated.
Family functions, barbecues.
And why didn't she like you?
Because he was dating somebody else before me who Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Who she was gang with.
I hate that.
Girl was white. That girl was from a wealthy family. And she tricked off on the grandma.
Okay.
She was redoing her bathroom. Who remodeled somebody's whole bathroom?
Right.
As a gift.
Right. That was a lot. So she definitely wanted her to stay in that spot.
And she was like
she wanted
can't.
Her for her grandson. And you weren't remodeling bathrooms.
I was not. I was like 19. No bathroom is being remodeled. 20 years old, I'm not remodeling your bathroom.
Period.
But I could braid your hair. I could make you some tea. I could help you clean up around here.
I can bring you lunch.
I could help you clean up around here. I could do the things that I could do. But no, yeah, but I couldn't go over there. I couldn't, like, he damn near couldn't even talk to me on the phone when he was there. She was difficult. And that's why I felt strongly and I didn't give a damn about calling her a bitch. Because if it was respect... If everybody was being respectful, then it could go both ways.
So she went low and you went lower.
Period. Okay,
you didn't no, take Michelle Obama.
No. If they going low, I'm going to the flow. How low you want to
go? I'm going to hell.
Exactly. How you want to take it? Okay, we can
How
limbo.
How low can you go?
Period. Real low.
Go down low.
Hey. All the way to the flow. I'm looking at her like, girl, you know my knees is good. When you want to take when we stop it? Because I'll be down on this motherfucking matrix.
Sierra.
I'm not going to play with you. I'm going down, baby. Mary.
You down, baby. Your street at a Range Rover.
I'm gone.
Damn. So, yeah, she was doing a lot. And you know, was. That definitely is a thing once people have significant bonds with the ex. And that's how the ex keeps the family in a chokehold.
They do.
Not allowing for a new flower to blossom.
And I hate that. I hate that. And that's when I said, we not going to work. And that's also why him and that girl was still had a tie. She's still around. She's still there. Imagine.
She was showing up to the functions.
She was invited personally by the grandma. How can you separate?
Hell,
that's what
no.
I'm like, bruh.
No.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
No.
She
no.
can be there.
No.
I can't.
No, no.
Wow.
No,
hurt.
No. Yeah, that's sticky.
Yeah. She's like, she can't come. But, you know, I invited so-and-so. I'm like.
that's disrespectful, because honestly, grandma, at this point, respect me. I'm done with the relationship.
But they were friends. Y'all need, They had their own separate relationship.
Listen, I get it, but once that's what they were saying. Once I'm done, y'all need to be done too.
My mom ain't never
had no attachment. As soon as I tell her, you know, we're done.
We're done.
Then we're done.
And honestly, I feel like it's also a respect thing for the person who, the ex, right? The person who's not in the family. Let it go. If you out there holding on to your ex niggas family, let them go.
Yeah, I agree. Let them go.
That's like, come on.
But I think the reason why people don't let them go is because they want to use that for false hope.
They secretly want to be in there.
They want to use that for false hope. Like, my presence is still here. Maybe they'll change their mind. Want me Mm-mm. back or something like that. And I agree. I will let you go. I'm letting go. You don't got to worry about me. Period. I leave with grace.
Period. I've always been very liked with my boyfriends, parents, family members, whoever it is. The LTR that I was in, I was like locking his brother's hair. You know, like doing his brother's hair. You think my hands done touched his hair?
He need a new stylist.
Reached out to me? No, because it's already known. It's like, okay, cool. We're not going to keep that up. That was a fringe benefit of us being family at the time. Don't hit me up. I'm not hitting you up. And I had a boyfriend in high school that we were together all of high school and even outside of college. Now, his family loved me. It was giving heavy on the love. His little sister loved.
Right. I mean,
this is all like that. Right. And cut the tie. Yeah, it's like when we see each other, it's so much love out in the public, you know, because we run into each other every so now and so often. Mm-hmm. But I would never use that as a like ploy to stay in their lives, even right. if I knew I didn't want to be with him. It's like it was love for what it was. It was like it was great while we had it, but just take the L. That's so raggedy. I hate that.
Yeah, it's not cool. I don't like that.
It's terrible.
I don't like that. Mm-mm. And I would never do that. I would be like going that. With grace Period. And being like, okay. And unfortunately, we've come to the end of the road.
Although we've come. So, yeah. Are we ready to pivot?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are doing.
So, basically, he's not the asshole.
He's not the asshole. And the mom ain't the asshole either. There is no asshole in this.
Yeah.
He needs to chill, though, and go to Christmas.
Right.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. So next, am I the asshole for insisting my wife gets a part-time job? We've been arguing about this quite a bit lately. She has been a stay-at-home mom for several years, but now our kids are in school full-time. The youngest just started kindergarten a few months ago. It has been the plan for a long time for her to get a job once they were in school. I make decent money at my job, enough to cover our bases and afford what we have, but we want a bigger house once the market calms down and inflation is through the roof this year. Everything is getting so expensive. Every time I bring it up, she just makes excuses, and once I try to offer solutions to them, she just gets frustrated and we argue. I'm trying to be sympathetic. I know the thought of working again must be stressful, but I'm getting fed up with the whole situation and starting to resent her a bit. It seems she just wants to continue to stay at home, at least that's the vibe I'm getting, and just take care of the house and be there if the kids need her, sick, early dismissal, etc. But I think we can deal with those issues as they come up. She thinks I'm being unreasonable, even though we agreed on this plan years ago. Am I the asshole? He also mentions that.
Okay, don't read the last part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. So, is he the asshole?
I don't think he's the asshole.
I don't either.
Here's why I don't think he's the asshole. Maybe because I'm more of a realist, and although I'm sure it's definitely a luxury to not have to work, to not be required to work, and your husband,
or a conventional job, like clocking.
Yeah, conventional job. Your husband is able to sustain the household with just his income, and you get to just raise the kids. That's definitely a luxury. Mm-hmm. But when it becomes not realistic for the things that you guys want to do to progress the family forward, you gotta go to work.
You have to.
I'm all for contributing to the household.
Yeah.
I know I said I want to be taken care of. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But my version of taking care of might look different than the, I guess, old school way.
Yeah.
But
like a traditional.
Yeah. I think she needs to get her ass to work. A part-time job. And he, that is a part that he did mention, huh? When he said.
Yeah. He was recommending like some sort of part-time job, something that they could agree on. But she didn't even want to do that. She was just like, it doesn't make sense. And just so many things.
I'm wondering why she was saying that it doesn't make sense. Like, I wonder what her reason is for not wanting to do the job.
I think that her reason for not wanting to get a job, or a valid reason rather, outside of this, for not wanting to work a part-time job or a job that doesn't make substantial money, because you're going to spend it on like childcare. So say the kids could not go to school, then I could see like it don't really make sense for me to go to work, because what I make at work, we're gonna spend it out just for me to go to work. You know, it's right. I'm not really making much just to say I'm going to work. But at this time, everybody's in school.
So
you can't sit up waiting for somebody to get sick,
right? Because essentially, her time is spent at home doing God knows what, because the kids are at school during the day.
Clean up the house on the weekends is going to carry us to next weekend and get to work.
Yeah.
The job market needs you. Better yet, I need you.
He's saying that he needs her. And if her husband is saying that he needs her, because he's saying he's able to cover the basics.
Yeah. The basis, and he's also able to afford what they have. But again, upward mobility requires more resources, more sacrifices. So we got to do what we got to do. I am definitely a fan. I'm a believer in splitting or everybody contributing. Contributing looks different for divvy it up. But I'm definitely a firm believer. Unless the man is making significantly more, right, and it's like, don't worry about it. Unless that's offered, you ain't got to worry about it. Then I'm cool with that. But nigga, if we 20,000, 30,000 away from the same, making the same amount of money, everybody need to work. Everybody need to work.
Okay? Going to clock the fuck in.
Because you know that's not much of a difference when you going to work every day. Like,
yeah, I know.
Nigga, go. Okay, if I'm making in a 100 and you making 80, if I'm making 80 and you making 60 or vice versa, whatever, everybody go.
Everybody got to go on work. Get on to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man would have to be making
bank way more.
Where you'd be like, having to make a lot. Like for the traditional everyday person, more than likely there's going to need to be two people working, especially depending on where you're living. If we're living in LA, everybody got to get up and everybody got to go to work.
I would be, every day that she got to lay in the bed, I would be looking at her like,
and get, you know what? Up. You know what? The job can look like whatever you need it to look like to bring in some income to contribute. You know, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I don't care. Braid hair, do eyelashes. I don't care. Walk dogs. Whatever you feel most led to do.
Yeah.
It don't got to be a clocking in type vibe. That maybe the clocking vibe, maybe that's too much for some people. At this point, after you've been home for a long time, you can't see yourself having the conventional job unless you really have to. So put some flexibility in there.
So Uber. What are you noticing with fellas? I mean, huh? I know you don't kiki with that many because
I kiki with some niggas.
You're in a long relationship, but what have you been hearing? I have male friends. If you guys are talking about relationship dynamics, ooh, have you been hearing an opinion on how they would like their households to be ran when it comes to finances? Do they want a traditional, when I'm talking traditional, I mean like real traditional, where they're taking care of everything and the woman just takes care of like the kids and keeping the house together? Or do they want some contribution? What is this looking like?
I think most men,
what are the men saying?
From what I can gather, right, which is maybe it's more unspoken, but because I know the women in their lives, is giving everybody got to work. There's only one person that I know who probably completely takes care, and I wouldn't even say completely, but probably has the capability of taking care of another person completely. But everybody else I know, it's giving work. And okay, what I can say is I had a conversation and someone shared with me that they were in a relationship before and their partner, their ex, didn't want to work a conventional job. They wanted to mainly like model. They were an actress and, you know, starving artist vibe. And nigga, they were taking care of everything and they were like, this is not cool. You can't be looking at me to find out how I'm going to. You literally don't want to go to work because you want to do
what you want to do.
Your artistry.
Right.
And I'm doing hella much. And on the contrary, after getting in a relationship where both people contribute, they're like, wow, this is so much nicer because
probably took some stress off that nigga back.
Some stress. And they're like, it's nice that we can do things for each other. You know what I mean?
It's not reciprocal. Like, it's reciprocal. It's the reciprocal vibe.
And I feel like men do want some help.
Men do want some. Men do want to feel some reciprocal energy.
Yeah,
I've heard that. And it definitely is stressful when you're carrying someone, especially if you're not hella lit. You know what I'm saying? Like it becomes almost a burden.
It is. It's giving mouth
burden
to feed.
It's giving dependent.
I don't like that. No.
It's giving I got a little dependent on me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, everybody got to work. I love everybody working home. Everybody's going in. Yeah. Contribute. Bills. Paid. I like it. Split them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Figure out what the lane is, how you can bring income, resources, value to the household. I think that's important. I think it's important. I think it's essential. The times that we're living in are completely different than when somebody was taking care of a whole household many, many moons ago. Nigga, you could buy a house for $40,000. Okay, it's like you think you can go get some flour for 25 cents.
Yeah.
Money was different. Now
You can't even live in by yourself. You can't even buy have a one bedroom for less than $2,000.
Yeah.
You can't even drive. You get what I'm saying, y'all. Gas is $5 a gallon out here.
Yeah, some.
Five and some change. So I can't be paying, putting gas in your car, putting gas in my car.
I know, it's a lot. It's the putting gas in the car, paying all the bills, and paying then you want to do some extracurricular activities. I'm handling all that too. And then you want to get gifts.
I'm getting
gifts.
Your hair braided.
You want to get gifts. Yeah, you need your nails. You want to look cute. You need your nails done. You need all that
stuff. And at that point, you have no gel. No. You are natural.
At that point, you're doing your own nails.
You have no lashes.
You're doing your own nails.
If I'm sacrificing and I'm paying all the bills as the man, there's nothing else extra you're getting. If I'm on a single person salary, I cannot imagine taking care of two people on my salary.
You're getting basics fed.
Could you imagine taking care
of... It ain't. Somebody ain't getting taken care of. And it's not me.
No,
I cannot take care of two people on my salary. That's what I'm saying. That's unrealistic. Like, the man would really have to be bringing in a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And then this is a conversation I've had, too. What if something happens?
Yeah, now you fucked. Now you're fucked. You can't don't let your skills go down the drain, ladies. Keep the skills sharp.
Yeah.
Keep your skills sharp.
And that's a nice segue into our next one.
Go for it.
About keeping your skills sharp. Mm. So, this one. I bought my ex-wife a new car and helped her with some bills. Now my wife is mad. My ex-wife was a stay-at-home mom during our 16-year marriage.
Oh, Lord.
And since we got married very young, she has very little job experience and is in her 40s. She works at a diner as a waitress currently. She no longer receives alimony from me since she remarried, automatically stopping the payments, which were originally for a lifetime due to the fact that she was in her mid-30s with no education or job experience.
Lifetime? Alimony? Off my back?
Yeah.
While I keep working?
Yeah.
Hell no. It's giving no.
It stopped, though, because she got remarried.
Good. Glad you found love.
Well, now that they divorced, she's had to get a job. Since, unlike with me, she didn't get hardly any spousal support from her last husband. She doesn't make enough to really do much of anything.
Sorry.
I have a lot of disposable income, likely more than people reading this would be willing to believe. And she has no disposable income. She fell way behind on bills and reached out to me as a last resort. So I asked my wife, thinking she'd say okay. She did not. And almost immediately after, my ex and her car were involved in an accident. She had a hospital bill which totaled $77,000. I paid that expense along with buying her a new car and gave her some money to catch up on bills with extra to pay her monthly expenses until she gets back on her feet. My wife was pissed when she found out. She claims my ex needs to fend for herself. But my ex is only in this position because she had to drop out to take care of our baby and ended up staying home. When we split, she didn't have the credentials to make a living wage. I had quite literally no choice. I told her it would be cruel to watch the woman who enabled me to get to where I am today suffer. She lost it and now won't talk to me.
Okay, now what he should have did, he's further enabling her by continuing to pay things because he needs to empower her to go to school, figure out what she wants to do, where she can teach a man to fish. What they say? Feed a man a fish. Yeah, teach him. Damn, bitch. Learn how to fish.
Lead him to fish. We know what he said. Take a man to the water. What's the shit?
Lead him to fish. He'll fish for days. Give him a pole.
You're going to eat that fish up and come back for another piece.
You get what I'm saying. At this one, I would be like, what do you want to do with your life? Because $77,000 could have been gone over to a bachelor's degree. What can we employ you to do? I cannot keep paying for your shit.
I agree. Keep the excuse of she don't have no skills. At this point, you guys have divorced. She has remarried. The child has grown. You have to start to gain some sort of independence.
And if she would have gotten spousal support from the last husband, you wouldn't even be in the picture.
She needs to get a skill.
That's what I'm saying. I would be like, what trade take do you
want to go to? She needs to get a
skill
because at this point, saying that she didn't have any skills, whatever she needs to get so that she can take care of herself or be taken care of.
I would be girl.
If this was my husband, I would be like, babe, you have overextended. But he's saying because he has so much disposable income, and I guess he's thinking this is the mother of his child.
I would be like,
how old is this child now? How old is this child now?
They were in a relationship for 16 years, married, so she's well over that. She done gotten remarried. The girl probably in her 30s. My thing is, beloved,
she's in her 40s.
The wife is. How was they
married? The ex-wife is in her 40s.
Right. Their kid is older.
And they were married for 16 years.
The kid is in the 20s probably, because she got remarried.
She got remarried.
And divorced.
And divorced.
The kid is in the 20s. And he said she dropped out of high school?
She had to drop out of high school to raise their child.
Okay, so maybe so, she's 16.
I think that's when she was 16.
This child is like in her damn near. Listen, this lady is in her 40s. The child's probably 30.
Well, they didn't say she dropped out, actually. She dropped out of something. I don't know if it was high school or college.
Either way, she's too old. And I would be like, if we homies like that, I'm not going to be giving you disposal. I'm not going to be giving you income to keep you on your feet. I'm not going to do any of that. What we got to do is figure out, mother of my child, if we always going to be family and I'm going to help and I feel comfortable assisting you, what program do you want to get into? X-ray tech, PTOT, what? What do you want to do? We got to put you in a program.
Yeah.
Because you got to go to work every day.
Yeah.
That's what I would not be happy with. If the wife better be a stay-at-home wife. She better not be working.
Yeah.
If you giving her money, just keep her on her feet. Keep me on mine.
Right, right.
Keep me on mine. And hell no. I would not be happy. I would be like, Jim, we need to talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk. She cannot, absolutely not, is giving a hell no for me.
Yeah.
I would be upset.
She's not the wife is not the asshole. I think he's done more than enough. It's time for her to figure out what she needs to do. The diner is not helping you.
No.
You need to get another job. If that requires getting some skills, I know it's hard, but you got to do what you got to do. Everybody else has to figure it out.
Admin. I would be like, do you want to be a secretary? Let's get you a typing class. You got to step it up. Step your pussy game up. You playing around,
for a crumble.
You're playing. So yeah, the wife is not the asshole. Jim needs to get it together.
Right.
Now I've named him Jim.
So that's that. This was fun. What do you think?
This was very fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Very light.
If you guys enjoyed these Am I the Assholes, let us know down in the comments on YouTube. Or let us know on our Instagram and we'll continue to do them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it.
Okay.
Love you. Bye. We'll be right back.